time. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands upon me. Thank you, Master. If you can be upstanding, hands uplifted. And just close your eyes. Maintain quietness if you can. He said, be still and know that I am God. Hands lifted. He has a touch for someone. A change of story for somebody. Lift the hands high. Lord. Oh, Yes. You are the Lord. Most High. Yes. You are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Mashata. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Ooh. Lift your hands high. I feel like the way an engine is being overhauled. The way a vehicle is being serviced. People are being serviced emotionally, spiritually, mentally, psychologically, maritally, just overhauled. Lift your hands. He's God. There's no room for any argument. He's God all by himself. Now, one, two, three, four, five, six. Of the Holy Ghost. Receive the visitation. Receive his 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 visitation.
You have called us chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We belong to you. You have called us chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We belong to you. Take my life as a sacrifice. Shine in us your holy light.
The fire of the Spirit is burning in someone's heart right now. Fresh passion. Fresh passion. Fresh passion for prayer. Fresh passion for study. Fresh love for God. That's right, that's right. And that fire is burning everything that does not belong to your life now. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master. Diverse encounters, diverse things that God took from people's lives and bodies, bone conditions healed, strangers departed from lives, chains broken, unclean spirits departed. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Everyone who has a touch, an encounter, a healing, a deliverance, just in this interval, let me see your hand. Because of time, I might not. Yes, you had a touch, a healing, a deliverance, an encounter. Step up on your feet, let me see you. Just, you had a touch, a healing, a deliverance, an encounter. All right, at the end of this service, I'll call you up. Let us hear what happened to you. God bless you. Please be seated. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Shakoko bagadakalakadakaka. Let's just get straight to verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The word for increase and multiplication. Understanding the multiplication power of the word. We see through scripture that a major tool with which God works is his word. God uses his word and uses his people to effect his results. And a major result of the word of God is the generation of increase. The provocation of multiplication. Nothing diminishes where the word is. Nothing dries around the word. Nothing dwindles around the word. And we have examples in scripture. Number one, the word of God created man and invested man with the seed of fruitfulness and multiplication by the word. It created man and invested man with the seed of fruitfulness and multiplication. We just read that. And God blessed him then. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. That word was responsible for multiplication. You see, God created one Adam. And now we have billions of people on the earth by the word. If you look at Genesis chapter 5 from verse 1, you will begin to see the generation. This is a book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created in them and blessed them and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called himself. And then human population began to erupt as a result of one word, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That is why it is forbidden for anyone to be called barren. Because that word of creation is also hanging on your head. The only way you are not permitted to give birth to a child is if nobody gave birth to you. Hey! If somebody gave birth to you, even if it was not the normal natural conception, if the seed of a man and the egg of a woman ever came together to give birth to you, then that devil is a bastard liar. The only way you won't give birth to a child if nobody gave birth to you. But if you came out of a man's seed and came out of a woman's egg, then I decree today your fruitfulness is established. Have you heard of the wife of Fyodor Vasilyev in Shua, Russia? About maybe 300 years ago, if you can pull out her detail. You know, this woman explored her maternal possibilities until she gave birth to about 4 sets of quadruplets, about 3 sets of triplets, about so many sets of twins. She had over 60-something children. One woman. Get the detail. The wife of Fyodor Vasilyev in Shua, Russia. She explored, I call it exploration of maternal possibilities. You know that every month the woman sheds an egg. That's what is called menstrual cycle. Sheds. Calculate the number of months and the number of eggs. One of those eggs is meant to be a child. As there is no conception, the cycle happens. As there is no conception, the cycle happens. As there is no conception, the cycle happens. Do you hear what I just said? And the devil say you cannot have one because of fibroid or because of endometriosis or because of what? One day I stood in church and I preached and I said the same commandment God gave to man, he gave to rats. And rat does not go to clinic. He doesn't consult a gynecologist, an obstetrician. And rat to be giving birth to children every 21 days. That's why your raticide at times is not working. And they are multiplying at the speed of. And one woman sat on the gallery of our church in Area 1. And I said, God gave the mandate to rats. And rats are giving birth to children. Who told you cannot give birth to your children? She came for prayer before. She came to see me for prayer and she told herself, no need to see the pastor. Because she had rats in her house that could not be controlled. The rats in her house preached the message. That was her last menstrual cycle. She took it and brought forth. I prophesy to somebody here today. Every embargo placed on you, whether it is fruitfulness in the fruit of the womb, or fruitfulness in the work of your hands, or fruitfulness in ministry, and fruitfulness in destiny. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. Lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. The embargo is lifted. Fire! Lifted. 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 Every embargo placed on your life. Every embargo placed on your life. Every devil. Every embargo placed on your life. Today, it is over. It is lifted. 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 Take your seat. By the word of God. By the word of God. By Fyodor Vasilyev, his wife claimed to have 69 children, 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, 4 sets of quadruplets. I wonder why they are saying here 69 children. I think that's their picture right there. It's a congregation. And you are looking for 1 or 2 or 4. And the devil says you cannot have one. Have they born that devil? By this time next year, if you are trusting all your brother, your sister, your family, your loved ones, anybody related, connected, associated with you that is trusting for fruitfulness, I declare it is released. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The word of God number 2. Shabagalaya dada. Ola is burning. Oku is roaring. The word of God number 2. Multiplied food. For the man of God, Elisha, and the people that were with him. Multiplied food for the man of God, Elisha, and the people that were with him. Miracle of multiplication is real. 2 Kings chapter 4. verse 42 to verse 44.
And there came a man from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, give to the people that they may eat.
The man of God, servants of God and people of God always have people around them. And his servant said, what? Should I set this before 100 people? This is food for one person now.
And he said again, give the people that they may eat.
This is the key.
For thus saith the Lord,
they shall live, they shall eat, and there shall be balance. Multiplication of food started since Old Testament.
And shall live thereof.
Next verse. So he set it before them, and they did eat, and they left thereof. According to who? To the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord can multiply supplies. Can multiply supplies. My wife and I, before we became pastors, two young medical doctors got married newly. We don't even have our first child yet. I think she was still pregnant for the first child. And we had a bag of rice. That bag of rice, she tithed out of it, gave offering out of it. That was our challenge. The rice refused to finish. She fetched it. It was like bottomless pit. Kept on and on until she became afraid of the bag of rice and just carried everything and gave it out. Gabadiah. This is over 27 years ago that we saw miracle of food multiplication in our house. Some time ago, the welfare people were distributing food, and I think they prepared for 1,000 people or so. Look here, the food, and then about 5 times the number of people showed up. What shall we do today? Let's start the distribution. This distribution started, and the food continued to go. Food continued to go. Food continued to go.
At the end of the day, they told me, sir, I think the food multiplied. Because they knew how much they prepared for, and they knew how many people showed up. It is happening till today. Happening till tomorrow.
Am I communicating? Am I communicating? I don't know how you look at this. When I was a student, like 500 level or 600 level, I traveled all the way to go and see somebody. When I reached there, the person was not at home, not available. The last money I had was what I used. I stood, looked. Lord, what is this? All right, but I must return back to school now. And the fire didn't start today. Since then, deaf ears had opened. I looked back again and I saw money unfolding. Unfolding like this. Not lying on the floor.
If Jesus can send Peter to take money from fish mouth, he can make money arrive. That was how I harvested it.
And found my level. It was more than sufficient to take me. Oh my God.
The power of God is real. I announce to somebody today the multiplication of supplies. The multiplication of supplies. The multiplication of supplies. It is happening to you now. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive multiplication for my supplies. I receive now. Take your seat. Let me see how fast I can run because of this time that is running. Thirdly, the word of the Lord will always compel the pressure of multitudes. Pressure of multitudes. It will always compel the drag of multitudes. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible said, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. They pressed. It was a people pressure. They were not pressing for bread. They were not pressing for coke. They were not pressing for okpa and coke. They were pressing. I hear that there is such a combination. Have you participated in that before? As they pressed on him for the word, he stood. The word of God will always command pressure. If you are awarded, you will be needed. Allah, Allah. Did you hear what I just said? If you are awarded, you will be needed. It is not possible for you to carry the word and then your world does not look for you. Whether it is in the realm of business, in the realm of politics, in the academic world, if you are awarded, you will be needed. That is enough for a message. What other people struggles for you. What other people look for will look for you. One big man, big leader. Number one, he's very, very big in leadership. Number two, he's physically old enough to be my father. And he said, he's a paramount ruler. And he said, sir, can you make time? Give me appointment. Let me come and see you. I was in his territory. And I said, no, sir. I will come and see you. Let me come and see you. He said, I have the need to see you. Give me the time. When I saw such humility, I said, I will be the one to come to see you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Let me be the one. Let me come and see you. Pray for you. He said, thank you, my son. Thank you, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people that some will see and it is a test. If you are worded and your focus is God, he will make you a focus. A focus for good. And also at times a focus for bitter envy and jealousy. But that one you can't help it. If you don't want envy, forget favor from God. If you don't want hatred, refuse the help of God. If God will help you, men will hate you. Hey! You are too concerned about the hatred, avoid the help. Will you avoid the help because of the hatred? No. Because bad eye cannot kill chicken. Has anybody in your village ever eyed a chicken until the chicken died?
No way, no, sir.
Because there you'll be there. But I, you pass, they won't greet you. Just be looking at you. Why is this man still alive? God said, they're there. You will die before him. Hallelujah. Deep. From this moment forward, before this week is out, as you face the world, your world will face you. Anybody who is needed and relevant in your life, relevant to your life, shall look for you and locate you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Very, very, really fast. How does the word of God produce increase and multiplication? I gave two ways in the first service. And that is that the word of God carries creation power. It carries the capacity to bring into existence things that did not exist before. So if there is something in your life that wasn't there before, that you have seen out of the world, that God wants to bring into your life, the word can bring it. The word carries the capacity. Creation carries creation power, the capacity to bring into existence things that did not exist before. And then secondly, we said that the word carries a direct multiplication power. It has the capacity to multiply what is already in existence, but in short supply. He multiplied, turned water into wine. That was a multiplication miracle. He has the capacity to multiply, capacity to multiply, capacity to multiply. The word of God has that capacity, direct multiplication, direct multiplication power. Capacity to multiply. Number the third one I will add in this service is that the word of God carries a supernatural magnetic power. Supernatural magnetic power. The word of God has the power to pull in your direction what is needed per time. Whatever is needed per time can be pulled into your direction by the word. What is needed per time can be pulled into your direction by the word. What is needed per time can be pulled into your direction by the word. We saw that in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 all the way to verse 11. It can be pulled into your direction by the word. We also saw that in Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 5 in the lake of Gennesaret. What is needed can be pulled in your direction by the word of God. I see God pulling in somebody's direction what is needed by that person. If you are that one, you will say louder, amen. Any personality or opportunity or possibility needed by you in this season, I declare they shall be pulled in your direction. Finally, this morning, how do we get the word of God to produce increase and multiplication? How do you get the word to produce increase and multiplication? 4 points I gave is the same. Number one, possess the vision of increase and multiplication. Possess the vision. What you don't see, you don't seize. Anything you don't see coming can never come. If things appear for you by chance, they will disappear by chance. Every possession must be a creation of vision. If you want to have it and own it, vision must create it. Write the vision, make it plain that he may run. Every possession must be a creation of vision. Possess the vision out of the world. See the enlightenment you are trusting God for. Number two,
Receive the word of increase from the mouth of the Lord.
Receive it. Job 22:22, very, very drastic scripture says, receive, I pray you, the law from his mouth.
Lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Then you shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. And then he said, then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks.
The Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver when you have received the word from his mouth. God, what are you saying concerning this area? And let him show you the scripture. Number three, sow the word of increase and multiplication through declarations. Once you have received it, speak it. Speak it. Talk it. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. He said, the seed is the word of God, or the word of God is seed. What you want to reap, that is what you want to sow. What you want to have is what you have to say. Lift your right hand and say, everything is working around my life. Nothing is stagnated. There is increase on every side. My life is getting better and better every single day. My path is a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. I will live very long, good old age, and I will fulfill my days, the devil notwithstanding. When we came back yesterday from the crusade in Enugu, one of the young men that followed us in the aircraft, because we left by 10 p.m. and there's no way you can go to the airport at 10 p.m. to say you want to return back to base. So there was one charter aircraft, and then the second one was given free of charge to pick us back. One of the young men who entered, one of the officers said, as he was coming down, he said, even the witches in his village have seen him. He said, they are aware now that he's coming out of private aircraft. That is, the witches are aware, but they couldn't stop him. Am I communicating at all? For him, it was a major matter. He just dressed himself like this. Say, all the witches are aware that this is where I'm coming from. Say, my life is doing well. Are you not doing well? Even if the devil say you are not doing well, the Bible says, let the weak say. Say after me, everything is working in my life for my good. The devil and his demons and the witches and the wizards notwithstanding. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Say it as frequently as you can at the place of prayer. People may hate you that you talk too much, that you brag too much. But it's all right. Nobody has your destiny to fulfill for you. And when your mouth is closed, your case is closed. Hey! Did you hear what I just said? When your mouth is closed, your case is closed. If you want your destiny to be open, open your mouth very wide and speak it to the hearing of the devil, and speak it to the hearing of haters. Shout power!
finally, take action on the word for increase and for multiplication. Take action. Take relevant action. You know, at the Lake of Gennesaret, Jesus asked Peter to drop the net. Peter was complaining. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. But he said, nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. It doesn't matter what Jesus told Peter. If Peter didn't do something, could see result. No result. Am I communicating? If somebody sits at home confessing from morning till night, I believe that if I go to the King's Banquet, go to Mr. Biggs or go to Tante Liza's and I eat, I will be full. I believe it with all my heart. Believing alone, without behaving your belief, makes a person almost a very, very big fool. Am I communicating? You believe that work is out there, step out of the house and hit the road. I came here to work. Somebody said, they told him, they said they are looking for somebody with job experience. He said, all right, employ me free of charge for 1 year. When I get job experience, interview me again. Don't pay me any salary for 1 year so I can get job experience. When they saw his ruggedness, they say, you are employed. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence, if it doesn't come by choice, you take it by force. I'm not talking of stealing or 419 or crook or anything. You have an aggressivity of spirit. I am not going to wait forever until my life wastes away. I take it by force. Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands and appreciate God. So, those who have one encounter or the other, or one healing or the other in the course of the service, quickly step forward here. Let's find out what happened to you. While the rest of us lift up your hands, appreciate God for the word you received. 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 Appreciate God for the word you received this morning. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Honor him. Adore him. Pastors, I'd like you to interview them immediately. We have just 7 minutes to the end of service. Appreciate God for the word you received. I believe nobody is coming in for service right now. Ushers and greet us and those outside. Appreciate him for the word you received. Appreciate God for the word you received today. Lift your hands and lift your voice and thank him.
Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart cries after you, Lord, for that something that's more than the norm. Lord, I'm yearning, Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart cries after you, Lord, for that something that's more than the Lord. Sing it again. Lord, I'm yearning, Lord, I'm yearning. My heart cries.
The second time around. Lord, I'm here.
Everywhere you are, I prophesy already against every spell of fruitlessness or barrenness, whether it's in the fruit of your womb or the fruit of your body, that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. According to the time of life, your children are in your hands. You came with any mantle for impartation or anything, you can lift them up. I speak to you today. He said, whatsoever the Lord shall command the blessing on all that you set your hands to do. Whatever your hand is holding now, or whatever you do with your life, I decree the blessing of the Lord is released on that work of your hands in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord is released on that work of your hands in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord is released on that work of your hands in the name of Jesus. Before this week is out, your testimony is sure. Before this week is out, your testimony is sure. Before the week is out, your testimony is sure. I call it dawn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. While we are still in that mood, anyone here tonight, today, you will just remain standing where you are. You know that you need your sins forgiven and need Jesus to be Lord over your life. You will pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, I call it done. In Jesus' precious name.